The God of the Living. Friday, November 7th, 2025. I'm Pastor Michael Ziegler, speaker of the Lutheran Hour, and this devotion pairs with this weekend's Lutheran Hour message given by Reverend Dr. Ryan Tenetti. The text is from Luke chapter 20, verses 37 and 38. Here's Dr. Tenetti now.
That the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. The Sadducees have lost focus on the main thing. Right before their eyes, they have the one who is the resurrection and the life. They could ask him anything. Instead, they present Jesus with a strange scenario about many unfortunate husbands and one especially unfortunate wife. Are they genuinely looking for an answer? No. They don't believe in the resurrection, and they are trying, as religious leaders so often tried, to set a trap for Jesus. How does the Lord respond? He responds with Scripture. He points to a perhaps surprising passage, the story of the burning bush in Exodus 3. Maybe you remember it from Sunday school. Moses would become a great leader of God's people, bringing them out of Egypt, but at first he was just a shepherd. And one day he's walking along and all of a sudden he sees this bush that is burning, but not burning up. And out of that incredible sight, as he draws near, God himself speaks to him. God gives to Moses this incredible command and commission. You are going to lead my people Israel out of Egypt. It's a fascinating, remarkable story. But why does Jesus invoke it? What's the most important detail? Here it is, Jesus says. God is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In God's sight, they are alive now, and they will live forevermore because he is not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. This is the promise for you and me too. Christ Jesus is risen from the dead and Lord of life for you. For a time, our Savior's life was muffled and muzzled like a truth that you just don't want to hear. But he could not, would not stay buried. For ours is not the God of the dead, but of the living. This is the promise that God makes to you and me in his word. He promises that in holy baptism, he joins you to himself. He promises that though you and I may pass away from this mortal life, you do not die forever. He promises that a day is coming, perhaps today, when Christ Jesus will come again and transform our lowly bodies to be like his glorious body. For ours is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And he promises that nothing will separate you from his love. Despite all the ways we lose sight of him, lose track of what's most important, he never has and he never will. He ever and always keeps a laser-like focus on making you his own. Neither life nor death nor anything in creation will separate you from his love. For ours is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Let us pray. Dearest Jesus, you are Lord of life. In the midst of so many distractions, keep my heart and hope ever stayed on you. Amen.